It's time for your Southeast Regional Ag News on the Ag Information Network. I am Haley Shipp. Florida farmers are still tallying up those losses after Hurricane Helene, with estimates ranging from $40.3 million to as high as $162.2 million. That's according to a preliminary report from the University of Florida. Over 6 million acres of agricultural land were impacted, mostly grazing land, but the numbers are still coming together. Estimated losses include somewhere between $12.8 to $48.2 million in field and row crops, $11.8 to $44.4 million in livestock and animal products, and $10.5 to $38.2 million in vegetables, melons, and potatoes. Now, Helene struck just 8 weeks after Hurricane Debby. While Helene packed stronger winds, Debby caused more damage, $170 million, thanks to heavy rain and widespread flooding. With Hurricane Milton hitting just 2 weeks after Helene, the University of Florida team says piecing it all together is complicated. Krista Court, who leads the UF's Economic Impact Analysis Program, says they're working carefully to avoid double counting losses from these overlapping storms. The wide range in estimates highlights just how hard it is to put solid numbers on these disasters. For now, farmers and researchers alike trying to make sense of the damage. You can get a link to that preliminary report at aginfo.net. On the Ag Information Network, I'm Haley Shipp.